The technique is part of a study by researchers in Wisconsin and England. Five Parkinson's patients showed dramatic improvements after they received a drip feed of a protein through a tube into their skulls. The protein, called GDNF, produced significant improvements in all of the men. Dr. Clive Svensson of the UW-Madison Weissman Center is one of the co-researchers. He says his lab is now working with stem cells in order to make the protein delivery easier on patients.
We're in the process of producing cells now that do make this magic GDNF, and we're putting them into models of Parkinson's disease, and we're in the middle of those studies as I speak. So we're quite excited, and hopefully if that works, it'll provide a real alternative to a physical pump, which is infusing the protein.
Dr. Svensson cautions the trial was limited in size. More studies are needed. A larger clinical study is being conducted by Amgen, which manufactures GDNF. Parkinson's disease strikes one out of every 100 people over age 60, although about 5% are diagnosed after age 40. African Americans and Asians are less likely than whites to get the disease. The study is in the journal Nature Medicine. Mel Ballara, Wisconsin Public Radio.